Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is once again keeping up with Ogallala Lakota Indian Cowboy Chancey Wilson, stock contractor in the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. Hello, Chancey.
Good afternoon, Randy.
It is good to see you in the rodeo business always. We've been doing this for a while.
Yes, sir. We'll run into each other and tell each other a few stories, I guess.
You know, what I like about it is we don't need to exaggerate.
No, not too much. And if we do change the story, I guess no one's going to argue with us.
We are at the Cinch Playoffs, the Governor's Cup in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Chancey, this is really a major league sport. I mean, rodeo has come a long way from the Wild West show days, and it has been earning its keep into the major league for many more years than it has been getting accredited for, and I believe here in Las Vegas does it.
Oh yeah, you know, this deal in Sioux Falls, it's a game changer and life changer for so many of these cowboys. You know, you come in and get a chance to run at $1 million, you know, and get on some of the best horses in North America and bulls in North America, and if you, of course, you make the national finals now, I think it's up to $12 or $15 million. You know, this rodeo right here alone is a game changer for a lot of cowboys and families for their lives.
You know, Chancey, I was privileged with the family that made sure that we had the opportunity to play Little League baseball and t-ball and wrestle and play football and our choice of rodeo. And when I think about those opportunities, I want to encourage those kids to do that. But with the money that we're looking at now, and of course, as a high school football player, I thought I was going to make the NFL. You know, I mean, and you've got to think that way. But I want our youth and people to look at this sport. What do you think?
You know, I do too, and I encourage everybody just to come out. You know, if you can't afford to go to Las Vegas to the national finals, this rodeo right here in Sioux Falls is as close to the national finals as you're going to get. The cowboys are here. They're sitting around for 3 days. You know, my kids, this is one of their favorite rodeos to come because they get to hang out with Shad Mayfield and Jess Pope and all of them guys.
Well, you know, in our sport, they are more accessible than the NBA or NFL or National Hockey League. Whether you go to Cheyenne or Burke, South Dakota, you can walk up and shake hands and visit.
Yeah, you can, and most cowboys are happy to sign an autograph and take the time to visit with people.
Let's talk about your herd. You're on the other end of this. We're talking about athletes. Let's talk about the animal athletes. I'm so proud of you. You've been in the PRCA now how many years, and how many horses have you had to the NFR, and maybe a bull or two?
Oh, boy, we've been in the PRCA now probably 6 or 7 years now. Last year, we sent a bronc and 3 barebacks to the national finals, and hopefully we can kind of stay in that same category.
You're carrying on a tradition of the Ogallala Lakota. I think of Henry Grooms and Bernice Johnson going up there, and Henry was his secret partner up there in the Badlands and on the reservation. And there have been some great bucking horses and bloodlines over the decades.
Oh, yeah, you talk about bucking horses off the Pine Ridge, whether it's Hank Grooms or Lester Waters or Lloyd Twist or Binky Steele or the Buffington family. You know, the list goes, the Meeks family, the list just goes on and on. A great bucking horse producers and cowboys. They really were all cowboys.
What does it take to develop a horse to the leagues that you are now?
You know, it takes a lot of time, just a lot of time in studying breeding programs and what's worked and what's not. And I don't care if you're the Calgary Stampede or somebody from Pine Ridge, South Dakota that's got a few bucking horses. The bucking horse industry has raised to such a standard anymore. Even the guy with 3 or 4 head is just as elite anymore as the guy with 300 head.
You know, we've talked about the athletes and the bucking horses, our animal athletes. As you stand here besides your two beautiful children, what do you share with them to encourage them to be good at whatever they want to do?
Well, you know, I think surround yourself with the people you want them to be like. If you want them to be the world champion, you've got to put yourself in that situation and be around and let them mentor them and see how the professionals act and how they work and just be around them and get that feeling and be right next to them.
That's good advice. And words of our champion, Ogallala Lakota PRCA stock contractor Chancey Wilson. Chancey, always good to visit. God bless you, partner.
Thank you, Randy.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.